The issue about survival, it's interesting. You know, we've had such a focus on survival in adjuvant trials, and yet one of the things that was brought out when Tony Hau presented this was the fact that, first of all, the patients in the study were somewhat on the older side, and a high fraction, I think it was 60%, had no negative disease. And in fact, a lot of the mortality that was observed was non-breast cancer mortality. So it seems that when you're doing trials in older women at lower risk for breast cancer recurrence, perhaps we're going to be in a situation of delaying or preventing recurrence without an effect on overall survival.
Your point, as I take it, is that disease-free survival or improvement of the time when you have no symptoms from the disease, which you're basically living a high quality of life, is a worthwhile endpoint in and of itself. And I agree completely. I think that's the point you're making. In other words,
Well,
survival isn't the only important endpoint.
even a little bit beyond that, in terms of our ability, it sounds kind of strange, but our ability to detect survival, overall survival, gets a little bit complicated by competing causes of mortality. So, in essence, as it plays out in the older patient with lower risk disease, it's the same effect on the tumor that you would see in a younger patient, in a 45-year-old patient with node positive disease, where you would actually be able to detect the survival. It's sort of the same anti-tumor effect, but for practical purposes, not affecting overall survival. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, and it's almost certainly correct. So I have no quarrel with that. So we have two things then, and I think there's a third we have to always consider, okay? First is that just prolonging the time to recurrence, even if you still die of breast cancer at the same time, if you have more years without symptoms, not only of breast cancer, but of everything else, that's a worthwhile endpoint. Secondly, we have methodological issues because of competing causes of death. But the third one, of course, which is usually the one I'm most interested in, is what are the real biological implications? And the reason that's so important to me is because I'm always asking, what is the next step? What is the next thing we should do? How do we take an observation and build on it? And if we're going to take an observation and build on it, we need to understand the biology as best we can. So that's why oftentimes I'll focus on mechanisms early, just because it tells me what the next trial will be, what the next drug will be, the next target, whatever.